This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Woodruff Arts Center announced today that it is investigating a former employee who, according to the Arts Center, embezzled almost $1.5 million over 5 years, and that investigation has been turned over to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Virginia Heppner is the president and CEO of the Woodruff. She's been there since the 1st of July of this year. Virginia Heppner, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously not the way you wanted to start your tenure, but can you walk us through very quickly how you uncovered this suspected embezzlement?
As you said, a former employee who I might add was not in the financial area of the Woodruff Arts Center, was in operations, was a mid-level manager, left, resigned last month, and in the process of completing payables requests, some invoices, folks who took over from his role were suspicious of some of the some of the invoices, and it was brought to my attention. When I looked at it, I immediately decided that it was worthy of an external investigation and engaged forensic accountants and our counsel to conduct an independent investigation.
Can you be more specific about what the nature of it was? I mean, people who look at bogus invoices often think, okay, well, it was for like travel that wasn't taken or something like that. Or was this something a little more complicated than that?
You know, Dennis, given that it is absolutely a legal matter and we've turned it over to the U.S. attorney, I need to be careful about how much detail I share, but it's essentially someone who regularly would be overseeing payables to various vendors for services for the center. So broad capabilities around that.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating. Has the person involved, at least from your point of view, admitted, denied any involvement in this alleged embezzlement?
Has admitted. And I just want to be clear that we immediately alerted the U.S. Attorney's Office. And again, this happened beginning November 1st. It was brought to my attention. So after a few days, our external folks brought back to me preliminary results that did reflect concern over perpetrated fraud. And so we did three things. One, I immediately hired an external financial executive to come in and oversee payables so that from that moment on, every payment that was requested to leave the center was reviewed by a third party who reports to me. Second, we did alert, through our counsel, alerted the U.S. Attorney's Office about the investigation, but again, it hadn't been complete. And three, we continued to analyze, I think it wound up over 1,000 invoices and years of forensic data.
Someone might say, and obviously you weren't here at the time, but how could this have gone on for 5 years? Presumably there are annual audits during that time, but how could this have gone on for 5 years without anyone noticing?
I don't have an exact answer for that, but clearly we had a breakdown in processes and controls that are entirely built to protect ourselves from this kind of thing. And we have had external auditors and a clean opinion for 10 years and longer, I'm sure, but the same auditor for 10 years. So it's the primary focus of my work and our team's work to make sure it doesn't happen again and to understand how it happened and make sure that we're in control as we continue to strengthen the organization.
Does this mean you'll look at who does your audits? I mean, obviously something was missed here.
You know, it's all under, we of course, I didn't share, which I should have, of course, we alerted them immediately as well, and we're working on it together to understand where the breakdowns were.
Are you sure that this person is the only person who was involved in this alleged embezzlement, because certainly if this person could do it, perhaps someone else could.
Mm-hmm. We believe, and I can only give you the depth of looking at this area, but we believe he acted alone, and there's zero evidence of any other person, whether in any role at the center, having benefited from this. And frankly, the depth of the investigation, we looked at every vendor in this area that any sizable amount over 5 years and have interviewed vendors as well as other personnel. So well, we're being as thorough as we can, but we haven't seen any evidence of that.
And just to clarify, I think you said at the beginning that this was not somebody who was part of the regular accounting staff. Is that right?
No, correct. Not in the finance arena at all.
So then the question becomes, well, if someone outside could get into the system, what was wrong with the system? Because if somebody outside could do this, then there obviously had to be a weakness.
You know, Dennis, what I would say is he was an employee at the time, was authorized to submit payables, but frankly, and again, we're still investigating this. It was our choice to satisfy ourselves that, one, we did uncover fraud, and I can't recall if I answered your question, but he did admit to it. We're looking at every area, but he was an employee and was authorized to submit payables. The question is, what breakdowns occurred that didn't catch it? And I can't answer that right now, but I can assure you we are in the meantime controlling every payment that goes out of the center.
This may be a question for the U.S. Attorney's Office, but do you know at this point whether any charges will be filed, criminal charges here?
I do not know. And again, they are just in receipt of all of our data. This is was intentionally worked on for the last 3 weeks, and it's up to the U.S. Attorney to bring charges. We'll certainly be very supportive of anything they choose to do. We're fully in support of their efforts to pursue criminal charges.
What would you say to donors, to patrons? I mean, obviously, you have four arts divisions within the Woodruff, the Alliance, the ASO, the High, and I think Young Audiences is the fourth one. The ASO is looking at a structural deficit that it's trying to close. $1 million is a substantial amount of money, obviously not enough to close a single deficit anywhere. But what would you say to people who wonder, well, how could this have happened?
Well, there were several questions in that string. First thing I'll say is to donors is that, like you, we're incredibly disappointed this has happened. We're appalled, frankly, that it wasn't discovered, and that any amount is totally unacceptable. And we're taking every step we should take and know to make. And I do have a financial background, and I'm keenly aware of what I think needs to happen here. Second, we treat ourselves almost, we are a community asset, and we consider it a privilege to be recognized as a leading cultural institution in the community and take our stewardship responsibilities extremely seriously. So we're going to hold ourselves accountable to the highest standards and expect others to. We just ask that they, continue to support us and that we'll make sure that we're worthy of that support. Your question about whether the divisions, would this have closed a gap, et cetera. Again, what I was saying is that while any dollar amount is totally unacceptable of fraud or a loss related to this, that over 5 years our budgets have totaled roughly $100 million a year. So this would be a few hundred thousand, probably, if you just did the straight line math. And again, it's totally unacceptable, but none of that would have been material enough to close any gap. I would also say that, to our knowledge, this didn't directly impact any of the divisions.
Yeah, that was my next question, which is right. Certainly even a few hundred thousand a year for an arts organization, even one as big as yours, mm-hmm. Is it money that could have gone to programs, to arts events, to symphony, whatever it happens to be?
You know, as I would say, you draw your own conclusions about that. But in terms of money lost, again, any amount is significant to us, but it would not have made a significant difference in any of the divisional results. I would just repeat that this is more in the administrative side of the cost of running the center, and those were not directly allocated to the divisions anyway.
It may be too early to know, but is there any way that you could possibly recover this money from the person who allegedly embezzled it?
Yeah. I definitely don't have an answer in terms of whether the person who's accused of this and who's admitted to it has the funds to return to us. But we do carry insurance for these kind of matters. We have insurance policies against fraud. And we are very early in the process and hope to collect under those policies, but it is too early to tell. So from a total financial impact, I don't believe there's any reason to believe that it has an effect on the Woodruff. Our financial statements were not affected. But again, please know that we're not making light of any of this. Any dollar is material when it's fraud and a loss, but we do have opportunities to recover. And more importantly, we are strengthening everything we do here, and I think should be will be a strong organization for it.
Do you know yet specifically what steps you're taking to strengthen things other than what you already mentioned, which is at least for the moment reviewing everything, every payment order that goes through?
You know, it's early because I can just tell you what I'll do, and it's helpful. In my experience, it's just helpful to take a fresh look at everything. We have fabulous, great support. We have external auditors who are professionals. We have internal audit function. We have auditing oversight by very capable people. And so we all of us are aligned in our interest to make sure we understand where we broke down, because it's unacceptable. We do have a lot of focus on it. We're fortunate, frankly, that my background is 25 years in banking and corporate finance, and I'm very focused on making sure this is the strongest organization that the community deserves and should have.
Virginia Heppner is the president and CEO of the Woodruff Arts Center. Thanks very much for giving us this time. We appreciate it. Obviously, we'll probably be talking some more about this as the investigation continues. But thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Dennis.